injury free. Jack Redshaw's getting closer, so touch wood, you know, the preparation at the moment's been going well from that point of view.
In terms of Jack, has he had any game time yet?
No, he's been training on his own, he's been doing his running, so he'll continue to do that, and then, you know, maybe next week we might look to slowly introduce him, but like I say, we're not getting carried away or anything like that. We're not putting any timelines on it because, you know, it is slowly but surely with him.
I'd imagine when it comes to January and you want to make new signings, he's going to be one, isn't he?
Yeah, very much so. He certainly will be like that for us. And it's important for us that we just keep calm at the moment and don't get ahead of ourselves because he's been through a hell of a lot for the last 16 months. So, you know, it's slowly but surely.
Dean Linus is getting better.
Yeah, Dino shouldn't be too far, maybe a couple of weeks, but he's making progress, but he's worked hard, and it's a credit to him, and he's been able to get some good work in because he did miss a little bit of pre-season as well, so that's been a help for him as well.
The fixture list is what it is. You've got two cup games coming up before your next league match. Is it a nice distraction to play in different competitions this week?
Well, I think the two of them, it's quite ironic. I can make as many changes as I want on Sunday, and then on Tuesday I've got to play five from that previous game. So that needs a little bit of looking into, because I'm sure there'll be other managers up and down the country saying exactly the same thing. So it's not far off a restriction of trade, is it, that you can make as many as you want for Saturday, but you can't for Saturday or Sunday, and you've got to be told how many you've got to play the following Tuesday. So from our point of view, we were going into the game on the back of a good couple of performances at home on last time, at home here against Doncaster, scoring four goals and playing well, and then backing that up with an impressive performance and two very good goals against Cheltenham. Unfortunately, you know, we weren't able to get the win, but the performance again was decent, and we came against a goalkeeper who had the game of his life probably at this moment in time.
Could be quite a tactical team selection, this, couldn't it? Bearing in mind the game in midweek, that if you wanted to make wholesale changes, you can do, and you've got to play five or six of the team that you play on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, in reality, your 11 that played last weekend in the league, they might not play at all in the EFL Trophy next Wednesday if you make wholesale changes this weekend.
Yeah, that's a possibility, but then you also have to look at the point of view that we're, like you say, we've developed some good momentum in our performances, and we want to try and maintain that. And then some of them then could go 2 weeks without a game, so to speak. So it's a juggling act at this moment in time. And what we are blessed with is that whoever puts the shirt on Sunday, they have shown already this year in the AFL Cup that they can come in and perform at a level that doesn't disrupt us. And that's what we've got to look at and make sure we've picked the right team.
Is it a good opportunity this Sunday to have a look at one or two who haven't had the minutes that they've been craving in the last few weeks?
Well, you can look at it like that. It depends which way we decide to go, because from our point of view, like I say, performance levels have been good, and you want to maintain that and keep that going, and the consistency in the performances. So, you know, I can't see us making 11 changes for sure. So, you know, it's a case of, like I say, being selective and having an eye on not just one game, but three games now.